If the Lord tarry, in a few more days, we will be celebrating Christmas, and a time of, as we remember, as the world remembers Jesus' birth. And I was thinking about that little baby in the manger. And, you know, when Jesus was born as a man, it was the beginning of the manifestation of all the riches of God's grace toward us. In Jesus, all the fullness of God's eternal plan began to unfold. And we have such precious portions of Scripture. We have the gospel records of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who chronicle Jesus' life and his ministry, his teachings, his purpose, the pattern that he is for all of us. And a child was born. A son was given. The promised Messiah had finally come. Emmanuel, God with us. He had arrived. It was a monumental time. The world itself measures time from that moment forward. And God's promises were fulfilled, and his purpose was beginning to be revealed. And although Jesus' life, his human life as a man, ended at Calvary, that was just the beginning of an even greater promise, that of eternal life for all who would believe. And Jesus' resurrection enabled all who would believe in him to live eternally. It was for us. All that Jesus did, nothing was ever for him. He didn't need that glory. He had always been in glory. But he took those seven steps down so that we could be with him in glory. And when I think of all the riches of God's grace which were embodied in that little baby, it just simply overwhelms me. I reflect on the things which Paul preached and the things that he wrote to all the earthly, those early churches, and we're so blessed how God, in his sovereignty, was able to preserve Paul's gospel for us. And Jesus was born a babe and became a man of no reputation. He was meek, he was poor, he was lowly, he was despised, he was misunderstood, he was ridiculed, and he was persecuted. But he did all that for the joy that was set before him. And that joy is you and me. You know, Paul's gospels are so rich, and I was just pondering on them and how they reveal God's eternal riches, which are now ours. Consider just a few things this morning as we start our day. Consider just a few of the things which were embodied in that babe and which are now ours. I just started writing. We have been chosen of God before the foundation of the world. Let that sink in. We are now holy and blameless. We have been adopted by Jesus unto himself. We have been accepted in the beloved. We have redemption and our sins forgiven through his blood by his grace. We know the mystery of his will, which beforehand was not known. We shall be gathered together with him in glory. We have obtained an inheritance which is incorruptible, laid up for us in heaven. We received his gospel of salvation. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We have been given the spirit of his wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him. The eyes of our standing have now been opened. We know the hope of our calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance. We understand the greatness of his power, even though we can't measure it. We have been quickened together with him where once we were dead in our sins. We are his workmanship, ordained to walk in good works. We have been made nigh to God by his blood. We have been reconciled to God. We have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We are fellow citizens with the saints and are now of the household of God. We are built together unto a holy temple in him. We are fellow heirs with Christ. We have boldness with confidence and unfettered access to the God's very throne of grace. We have been strengthened in the Spirit. We have been made one with him. And that's just a partial little list. Those are just what we find in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. Look at the rest of the Word of God that we have. We have his very wisdom. We are now partakers of his righteousness. We have received sanctification and redemption. We have been transformed from being defeated by Satan and our own sins to victors in Christ by his grace. We have been delivered from the power of darkness and have been translated into the light of his kingdom. We are more than conquerors in Christ. We are lords of all, holy and unblameable. We are ministers of his gospel of grace as his living epistles. We have been quickened together with him. We are hidden in Christ, protected by his hand, and no man shall pluck us out of his hand. We have a new life. We have a new hope. We have a new vision. We have a new purpose. And we have a new destiny. We are no longer children of the darkness, but we are children of light. We are approved and accepted in the beloved. And there's more. I could be up here all day. You know, I counted well over 70 names for Jesus in the Bible. Yahshua is his given name. Saves. Christ, Messiah, anointed one. Lord, signifying authority and divinity. God of God, God, Son of Man. Emmanuel, Alpha and Omega, Lamb of God, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Bread of Life. The Word, Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the Resurrection and the Life, the Rock, the Cornerstone, our High Priest, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Savior and Redeemer. And there are many more. As wonderful and as marvelous and miraculous as salvation is, I don't think that any of us can ever begin to fathom or exhaust the unsearchable riches of eternity that were in that little baby. I thought of Brother Hill, you know, and when he was much older and near the end of his ministry, he said, "I feel like I have just begun to scratch the surface." Who can know the length, the depth, the height, and the breadth of Christ, of everything that was in that babe? In the words of the Apostle John, he wrote, "And there are so many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they could be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." How can you contain him? He's uncontainable. I believe it will take eternity. It's kind of a contradiction, really. And beyond eternity, to explore all of the grace And everything that has been bestowed upon us by God through that little baby. Eternity itself can never begin to reveal everything that he is to us. So as we consider Christmas, which if the Lord tarry is about 11 days from now, I hope we think about these things. You know, not the presents and the lights and the parties and the family gatherings, but who he is, who he was made to be for you and me. Just these are just a sampling, a smattering, if you will, of all the riches of eternity, which are now ours in that little baby. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And he will come again. Perhaps it'll be today. God bless you this morning.